Part of President Obama's plan to defeat the Islamic State involves bringing Iraq's Sunnis on board to fight against them. NPR's Alice Fordham in Baghdad asks some of these Sunni leaders what they think.
If the president's plan sounds oddly familiar, it is. When the United States faced a raging insurgency by Sunni militants then called Al-Qaeda in Iraq 7 years ago, they recruited local Sunni leaders, paid their tribesmen to fight against those militants, and quieted the threat for a while. It was called the Awakening. To find out how these Sunnis feel about rejoining the fight, I meet Ahmed Al-Karghouli, who tells me he led 90 men in the Awakening in the province of Anbar, where Al-Qaeda was strongest. He says his men were invaluable to the Americans.
We helped them. We captured the weapons in a huge number of caches. We found a place where they manufactured car bombs. We found huge amounts of C4 and TNT.
Karghouli reminisces about how they cleared a lake of weeds, eliminating a hiding place for Al-Qaeda. He let an American soldier sleep in his house.
I kept videos to remember, as a record.
He feels proud when he watches those videos. But after the American withdrawal, Karaguli's men's salaries were swallowed up by corruption or disappeared under a hostile Shiite-led government. A senior tribal sheikh from Anbar named Faris al-Dulaimi sits with us. He knows exactly what he thinks about the Awakening. The Awakening is dead, he says, and it was the Iraqi government that killed it. They allege years of abuse by mainly Shiite security forces, including broken promises that the Awakening fighters would get jobs, and the bombing of civilian areas. But they hate the Islamic State and would fight alongside the Iraqi army against them, albeit with conditions.
The first thing, we need an American guarantee that the Iraqi government is going to give these people permanent appointments and payment. We're a rich country.
Some Awakening leaders also point out the Islamic State is a more formidable enemy, controlling territory in a way Al-Qaeda never did. Plus, this time, the Iraqi army has recruited feared Shiite militias as paramilitary forces. One man who built the role of the Awakening as part of the surge of troops in Iraq in 2007 is retired Colonel Derek Harvey. He saw huge resentment after Sunnis were cut loose.
Many become very disgruntled, and what we saw was a drift towards anti-government behavior.
Harvey thinks as many as a quarter of them fought alongside the Islamic State this year. He says that everything depends on the new government, led by new Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, who will have
to work and legitimize local defense forces and empower Sunni Arab political leaders of all stripes in these provinces.
Abadi's been in power for almost a week now and is making all the right promises. But political wrangling has stopped the appointment of an interior or defense minister. And Harvey says this plan won't work till there's tangible political progress here. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.